Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the January 2013 installment of CFEDC Presents. This is a bi-monthly forum that is put on by the Cape Fear Economic Development Council. My name is Mark King. I'm the chair of the Cape Fear Economic Development Council. Just to give an introduction here before we begin tonight, kind of on what our group is, what we do. We are a self-funded, not-for-profit economic development organization here in Wilmington. We fulfill the need for leadership in sustainable economic growth and job creation here in the Cape Fear. The bi-monthly forums that we put on, CFEDC Presents, typically focus on issues, current events, and topics that we feel to be very pertinent to local economic development. Tonight is no different. Tonight, as you see, we have a pretty exciting panel behind me. What we are going to be talking about tonight is a number of different sectors and industries here in the area, their perspectives, their ambitions for the upcoming 2013 year. From there, I will step out of the way. I will mention that tonight's event is centered around the theme of my 2013 New Year's resolution is. Okay? So from there, what we're planning on doing is having a moderated discussion. Following discussion, we will have Q&A from the audience. So would ask that if any questions come up during the discussion, if you could just table them to the end. We will open it up to questions and answers there at the end. Okay. Without further ado, I will introduce our panel. And try not to mangle any names or titles as I do it. We have, right here to my immediate left, and I'm going to come and introduce our moderator last here, last but not least, but first chair anyway over here on the panel, we have Mr. Brett Juarez. Mr. Juarez is the Chief Operating Officer, Vice President, and Associate Director of Southeast Health Education Center. To Mr. Juarez, immediate left, we have Ms. Rhonda Bellamy. Ms. Rhonda Bellamy is the Executive Director of the Arts Council for Wilmington and New Hanover County. To Ms. Bellamy's immediate left, we have Connie Majorette. Connie Majorette is the President and CEO of Wilmington Chamber of Commerce. To Ms. Majorette's immediate left, we have Mr. Rick Catlin. Mr. Rick Catlin is the founder and owner of Catlin Engineers and Scientists, former New Hanover County Commissioner, and current North Carolina General Assembly House District Number 20 representative for here in New Hanover County. Immediately to Mr. Catlin's left, we have Dr. Gary Miller. Dr. Gary Miller is the Chancellor for UNCW. To Mr. Miller's, or Dr. Miller's immediate left, we have Mr. Brian Kristoff. Brian Kristoff is the founder and CEO of CoWorks, local co-working facilities here around Wilmington, and is also partner in Taylor Gray Kristoff Digital Marketing. And then again, last but certainly not least, we have Ms. Vicki Janowski from the Greater Wilmington Business Journal. She has so graciously agreed to be our moderator for the evening. She is the editor of the Greater Wilmington Business Journal. And without further ado, I'll turn it over to you, Ms. Janowski. Thank you.
Okay, like Mark had mentioned, we have a series of questions and we'll ask them and let everybody respond in turn. So I'll go ahead and start. And these were questions that the Economic Development Council's board had come up with. So Mr. Warren, starting with you.
All right.
Your organization could accomplish any three items this year. What would they be and why would they be so important to your group?
Well, the aspirations, I'm going to speak in generalities, I guess, to start, and then happy to take follow-up questions at some point when we're speaking. But this is probably in my 20 years, and it almost chokes me up to say I've been in healthcare for 20 years, but in the 20 years I've been involved with healthcare, this is a time of probably the greatest change we've ever had. So in this time of tremendous change in healthcare, financing, organization, all those things, it's important for CHEC to ensure we remain current and relevant. We want to be at the forefront of a new paradigm in teaching healthcare. That's another part of our mission. and health education is changing quite a bit. It's becoming more patient-focused, outcomes-based because of the information we get from electronic medical records and such. And also, we're having to emphasize interdisciplinary teams and collaborative education, so that's another general aspiration. And finally, our mission is summed up best by saying it's teaching health and taking care, and this has been a great mission for us. We've been in this community for 40 years, and that's really been accomplished through partnerships, hundreds of partnerships throughout our five-county area, and, of course, through our exceptional staff. So one of our goals or aspirations this year is to invest even more in our staff and those partnerships that have been vital to our success.
Ms. Bellamy, how about for the Arts Council?
Well, the Arts Council, first of all, I'd like to thank the Cape Fear Economic Development Council for this platform in order for me to speak on behalf of about 150 arts organizations, foreign nonprofit, and about 3,000 creative industry workers. We are probably the babies in this bunch, having been in operation only a year. But three of the things that we'd like to do would be to continue to foster the collaborations that we were so good at in the first year. Also to provide a stream of funding to artists and arts organizations to continue what we've done. We awarded $22,000 last year. We're hoping to make that about $50,000 this year. And we also want to strongly market the area as an arts destination. So I would say those are the three biggies. And I'm willing to entertain questions afterwards as well.
Ms. Major, how about for the Chamber?
Well, it's twofold tonight. One is there's a story, a reality of our economy that I don't think most people in this community know. And I'd like you to know, I'd like you to walk away today knowing this story. And then I'd like you to think about how we fix it. And I'm going to tell you the story now. It'll take 2 seconds. There are 300, and I'm sorry for my notes, but I don't want to get the numbers. I don't want to fudge. There are 372 MSAs in the United States. Those are metro areas, okay? Ours is New Hanover, Pender, and Brunswick County. When you look at monthly job growth by metro area to that of the U.S., in July of 2012, 156 metros outpaced the U.S. job growth average. 216 did not. To drill down a bit more, 23 of these 372 metro areas outpaced the nation every month since September 2010. Another 29 metros have fallen short of the national rate every month. Wilmington is one of those 29. We have fewer jobs here today than we did in 2010. In addition, if you were listening to WHQR or ECT yesterday, you heard from the Milken Institute's Best Performing Cities Index. In 2011, we ranked 76 out of the top 20 metro areas for creating and sustaining jobs, growing the economy, sustaining jobs. Milken takes into account different things than just pure job growth. Takes into account jobs, wages, salaries, and technology growth. For 2012, we ranked 114. We were at 76 the year before. Negative job growth caused most of that decline. So the national job growth has been positive since September 2010. North Carolina's job growth has been positive since October 2010. Since September 2010, we've only had 6 months with positive job growth in this MSA, and that job growth in most months of those six was 0.1%, 0.2%. So unemployment may be down. We can pat ourselves on the back. But if you look at job growth numbers, with fewer jobs than we had 2 years ago, people aren't looking or they're leaving town. That's a dire situation. I think people always think Wilmington does well because it's Wilmington. We got a beach, we got a river. But I think that's something we all have to drill down on and look at the realities of what our economy's made of. So know my story. That's my aspiration.
And Representative Howland, I know you have a broad
view. I can't follow that.
First of all, why is there a silver high heel shoe up on top of that?
The last party.
That's our new art installation. Please come by this Friday for the opening.
Now, what was the question about my three priorities for 2013?
Yes.
That the question? Well, probably to survive, prosper, and grow. And that's as a county, as a state, and as my own business. I mean, I think those are challenges that we all have. I wish I only had three things I was focused on. That would be nice. But one of the big issues that we're going to be tackling in the General Assembly as a member of the Coastal Caucus are our beaches, inlets, waterways, rivers, harbors, ports. Those are very important assets, and even though we may not be growing, those keep us from going away completely, and I think that's very, very important. I am one of the things I have to get accomplished this year is the development of our Foreign Trade Promotion Council that I chair right now, that we are working with DOT, which has taken over Department of Commerce, and the ports, and the airport, and other folks in the state to try to find ways to promote New Hanover County's international assets. And that includes our foreign trade zones. We're working with Seth Palmer with DOT to get what's called an alternative site framework so that we can have magnet sites at GE, at ECA, at other places at the airport where we can promote those resources. And the trick to this promotion council is for it not to be government. For it to be people that have international business experience and people that speak foreign languages, people that understand the culture. I think that if we're successful, you can go to Greenville, South Carolina, and you can look at what the foreign trade zone and that whole BMW food chain has done to that town. I mean, it has made it a cultural, wonderful place to be. It'd be a real asset for us here. So that's we have a year for our formation committee to get things done. Hopefully we'll get it done a lot faster than that. We will be working on the tax modernization, tax reform, which is, there are a lot of devils in the details on that. And but the goal is to find ways to lower the burden on our businesses without raising the burden on our citizens and their customers. So we're going to have to do that. Water sustainability. I'm vice chair of the environmental committee, and I started as a commissioner the concept of a regional reservoir, a coastal reservoir that doesn't impact anybody downstream because it goes to saltwater right after us, and it captures the tropical systems that we get. And so we've already had conversations about some water allocation legislation up in Raleigh, and then regulatory efficiency is another overriding part of what we do, and it's a big part of our coastal solutions. And I am a vice chairman on that committee also. So lots to do. And there's a lot more, but I'll stop right here.
And Jeff, how about the top three priorities?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here, too, with this great group. This is a real transformational time for American public higher education, and so we have a lot of resolutions. Our environment has changed considerably in the last decade, in many ways, positively, and there are some great challenges. I just want to say before I list these three resolutions that I wrote down here that the university does a lot of things in teaching, research, service. And so I'm not going to talk about the academic side since this is an economic development meeting, but it is important to appreciate that one of the things about modern public universities that is very important is there's an expectation now that we engage in a very intentional and deliberate way and vigorous way with the community in its economic development activities and in other areas. And so we have a lot of work going on in that area. And I just want to mention three of those. And we hope some of these will help the job situation. The University of North Carolina Wilmington has, we think, one of the finest entrepreneurship programs in the state. We have a great entrepreneurship center, which we've now reorganized in order to make it more like a business. And we're searching for a director there. And we've got space now to put that facility in out on College Road, which we just bought recently. And we're working very closely with the Chamber of Commerce, the Cape Fear Future Program, to build an entrepreneurial climate in Wilmington that we think will help make it a place to come and start a business and live here. We also, and I hope you'll go see this, some of you have not, but down at our Myrtle Grove campus at the Center for Marine Science, we have a new facility which will open in a month or so that is dedicated as a business academic partnership for marine biotechnology. Many of you may not know, but marine biotech in the ocean is one of the last frontiers for mining ideas and materials for biotechnology and research. We do a great job of it down there. We have drugs in the pipeline. We have devices in the pipeline. This facility that we have down there, which is a federal partnership with the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, is designed to house businesses who work very closely with us in developing products, and we're very excited about that. If you get a chance to go see that. So that's coming online this year, and we're very actively involved in the business development there. And the other thing I would say is that we have, the University of North Carolina, Wilmington, has 712 formal partnerships with various entities in this county and city. We provide volunteer service in this, volunteer activities from our students and staff, that using calculations from the federal government amount to about $1.9 million in service activity to the community. So what we want to do is leverage those partnerships with organizations like those represented here to do big things in Wilmington to help the economy, to help education, to help social services in ways that perhaps we hadn't thought of before. We want to be an organizer of that. We want to be a honest broker of groups that have those kinds of activities, the arts, of course. And so we're very excited to have this basis. We have a new office in my that reports to me. It's entirely designed to find and build community partnerships. And Jenny Harris here runs that office, and since she's come, we have brought at least two companies to town. With jobs, and just because we're looking for ways to connect. So we're very excited about what we're doing in the economic development area as a partner. We are the fourth largest employer in the area, and so we feel an obligation to be a creative and vigorous and contributing partner in the economic development activities of the year.
Okay, and
rounding
us out on our priorities for the year, Mr. Scott?
Well, we're relatively new, I guess. Co-works locations actually have been in existence not even 2 years, and we've got three locations opened up around town, and it's kind of a almost like a mini version or insight into, I think, the bigger picture. And co-working is something that started in bigger cities. But I think it's quickly expanding because it really creates a unique environment for today's worker. I mean, a lot of people with technology are working out of their homes. The economy has forced them to change gears. So the whole idea behind Co-Works was to really create an affordable place for entrepreneurs as well as small businesses to kind of get a start. We've seen already, we've helped three different small businesses start and outgrow the space in less than 2 years. And so that's a trend that we definitely want to keep supporting. So our main focus really, since this is a relatively new thing, is to really strengthen, kind of shore up our foundation, really build our community with the co-workers that we have. And then one of the main reasons I'm here is to really look at partnerships with public and private corporations, because there's also a trend with corporate America to look at putting workers in more of a collaborative workspace. So that's kind of our focus.
Ms.
Bell,
let's start with you this time. You already mentioned the grants that you guys hope to get out this year to our community.